Welcome to Winning STL, where we have conversations about how St. Louis can best compete and win in the battle for talent, jobs, growth, and equity. Winning STL is presented by Purina, who creates richer lives for pets and the people who love them, and is proudly called St. Louis home since 1894. Today, we're at Spark St. Louis, a co-working and meeting space located in Ballpark Village. Joining me today is Ron Ostrowski, President and CEO of Rawlings Sporting Goods. Ron, thank you so much for being here today. Yeah, it's a beautiful summer day. We're right next to Busch Stadium. I can't think of a better guest to have in the setting than the CEO of Rawlings. So thrilled to have you. So, okay, I think everyone who's watching has some idea of what Rawlings is. You ever played a game of Little League? You had a Rawlings glove, no doubt. But tell us what we should understand about what Rawlings is today, and then maybe kind of what the vision is to what you see it becoming.
Yeah, so we have multiple brands within our umbrella. So Rawlings, main mother brand, Easton, Diamond Sports, who we purchased in 2021, coming right out of the pandemic. They're number two brand within the industry right. And in our portfolio. We have a couple of smaller slow pitch brands, so Mikan and Worth. And then we introduced a new brand into the bat space last year called Combat. And then with a couple other smaller brands, Tanner Tees, that we bought a few years ago. They make batting tees. And then we own the official bases of Major League Baseball, which is Hollywood bases. So our main goal is to be anywhere any ball player of any caliber is playing, practicing, or looking to buy products. So we like to say we're there with the little leaguers all the way to the big leaguers.
Where do you see Rawlings going?
Yeah.
Tell me about kind of the vision for the company, where it is and where opportunities are.
Yeah, and we've been on a really good growth trajectory since the Easton acquisition. So our sales from that standpoint are more than doubled, like 2.5 times in the past 4 years.
Fantastic.
And the company's profitability has also almost tripled during that time period. And that's been important for us to continue to invest into the organization. So for example, the Rawlings experience that we have here in Westport, but we're using those dollars more particularly to develop the best product for the players and make sure it's cool looking, because if kids feel like they're looking cool and playing, they're going to play their best.
Yeah.
And also getting closer to the players and consumers. So we put a lot of money and effort into our marketing efforts, our digital efforts. We have a grassroots marketing team and mobile hit lab marketing teams. So they're up there in trucks and out at the events, engaging with the consumers while they're out there and really kind of putting a holistic spin around the sport and being soup to nuts, you know, exciting around baseball and softball. The next 3 to 5 years, we still think there's room to grow within the current baseball space.
Got it.
But we're always in acquisition mode, looking to add other tangential products to the portfolio that we're not already in. So Tanner Tees was that example that we made that purchase a year and a half ago. And then we're going to start getting more into training and that. Where can we provide more of a benefit to the player from a training standpoint?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I know you're also into other sports, but really you've made the bet on baseball and softball. Is that right?
We're completely out of every other sport that we're in. Everything we're in right now is Diamond Sports. I don't think baseball has been more popular than it is today. So there's about 18 million ball players out there right now. That just came out last week. SFIA, they do tracking from that information, Sports Fitness Industry Association. Baseball's roughly grown in the past 3 years, 5 to 6% per year. And then softball or girls fast pitch has been growing at a double that pace. So last year it actually grew at 12%. So we see a lot of growth in baseball, but we're also seeing growth in fans. So Major League Baseball is seeing more people, more butts in the seats at the games, more fans watching the games. We felt like we were not focused when we were trying to be a little bit of everything. So we were getting into football.
Right.
There were some other things in, I think we were in paintball before I started. And so we felt focusing on baseball, and that's where our heritage came from. And then really trying to envision, well, what does a bigger Rawlings portfolio look like? That's what caused us to go and look for purchasing Easton, Diamond Sports. They brought that edge and engineering mindset over to Rawlings. They've always been a really high-end bat.
Bats is what I think of.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm the most knowledgeable
exactly
about that.
Exactly what it is. The other thing that really changed our vision is over the years until 2018, Rawlings has been owned by large multinational organizations. So we were a small piece in these really big organization. So somewhat forgotten from that standpoint. Well, in 2018, we went private, and our majority shareholder is Sidler Equity Partners out of California. That family comes from baseball.
The Padres, right?
They own the Padres. Yeah. They just sold the Padres, so that'll close, I think, sometime in August. But the Sidler family is descendants of the O'Malleys, who moved the Dodgers to L.A.
Okay, wow.
So that...
Deep connections.
And then Major League Baseball, through their investment fund, has a minority stake within Rawlings. So our ownership down to every employee gets up every day thinking about baseball and softball.
Okay, speaking of connection, there is a deep, longstanding, you know, forever connection between Rawlings and St. Louis. So
yep.
The history of the company here, late 19th century, do I have that right?
1887, started in St. Louis, downtown St. Louis, as a kind of as a sporting goods store. It's oddly enough, if you look at some of the older heritage brands that are out there, Wilson's the other one within Chicago, and then Spalding.
Yeah.
They all started as kind of these sporting goods stores regionally.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and then because they were just trying to cater to the local side of the business, and then kind of expanded from there. But Rawlings did start baseball first and then kind of get in the other sporting goods.
You had mentioned, or maybe I'd read this in something else you were in, that not everyone understood the connection between Rawlings and St. Louis.
Yeah.
So it seems like the Rawlings experience in Westport is out to remedy that. So let's talk about this big...
Yeah.
Giant operation that you've built out there, because it's really fascinating.
No, it's really, really cool. So one of the things that kind of bothered us was when we were interviewing for jobs, people would come in, interview a job, and one of the first things they would say is like, wow, we didn't realize you guys were here. And we're like, man, we got to fix that.
That's right? A miss, right? Yeah.
So
a great baseball city, you'd want to have that connection.
Yeah, and St. Louis, and I've been here for 6 years, is... I knew St. Louis was a big baseball town. It is a bigger baseball town than I gave it credit coming here. I mean, people live and eat and breathe the Cardinals. So as we're building a business, bringing some other brands in, trying to figure out, you know, how do we continue to elevate within not only globally or in the U.S., but within the St. Louis market, our lease was up. We're looking around and we see offices, and offices are nice, right? All new offices were nice. And but nothing really wowed us until we got to Westport and met with Bob and Steve-O on what...
Bob and Steve O'Loughlin, those not in the know of their nickname.
Yeah, what they are doing for Westport and what they've done for other parts of St. Louis, right? They've been tremendous.
Yes.
And Bob had explained kind of the vision for Westport. And then we saw the gold building. We're like Rawlings Gold Glove. Rawlings is the Gold Glove Award, for those who aren't aware, is for the best defensive players. We've been doing that award since 1957. So we're like, all right, well, the gold building looks great. We knew there was retail space there. So our ex-CEO, Mike Slackett, he said, hey, what if we put a gold glove on, big gold glove on the roof? Normally, most landlords go, these are nuts,
that's
right?
No.
You know Bob. Bob was like, yeah. Let's put a gold glove on the roof. And we're like, this is going to work, right?
It really is. I mean, yeah. I'm sure most of people watching this, you know, I've driven by it at a minimum, but it catches your eye.
Yeah, it was a 2-year process to get that glove on the roof from design to installation.
Specialty equipment, even to get it there, I think you said, and the crane. Everything had to be specialized because usually people aren't putting...
Gold gloves under
36,000 pound gloves.
Yeah,
on the top of
it was handmade to move up there. It's got a big exoskeleton in it. It's on a specific platform that anchors into the building. It was brought in on 12 semi-truck trailers assembled in the parking lot. And then the crane that was brought in came in on 18 trailer trucks. It looked like like some monster out of a movie or a transformer or something like that. And then we hoisted the glove up onto the building and attached it. And it's lit up at night. If anybody hasn't been there at night, it really looks tremendous at night.
It really looks cool.
We were like, well, we can come in, we can move our offices there, and then we can create the Rawlings experience, which is...
which was new. There was nothing like that you had.
Nothing
before.
We had, and nothing that really exists like it does right now.
I don't even know what else I've seen anywhere that's quite like it.
So our goal there was, one, to get there and get an experience. It's two stories, it's 15,000 square feet, it's interactive, it's retail space, it's a little bit of museum space around Rawlings, its history. There's some St. Louis history there around the Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns from that site. And you can come in, it's free to the public to come in, browse around, hang out, do whatever you want to do. You come in, there's retail space. The first floor is a little bit dedicated to ball gloves and Rawlings Gold Glove. Second floor is more dedicated to accessories, bags, and then specifically bats. So two things can happen if you want to hang out. There's spots to take pictures, which is pretty cool within the experience or outside. There's a big gold ball out there that you can do a selfie on. And then we also have a 25-foot TV that sits outside our experience. Major League Baseball games are running 24/7. A little bit of soccer games are running now with the World Cup, obviously. But and we do movie nights every other Friday during the summer, usually baseball-themed movies and then movies throughout the year.
And look, it's been a hit, right?
It's been really good, yeah.
It's worked. People are going. People like it.
People keep coming back, and the feedback that we get is really good. One thing that's cool, you can come in, go upstairs. We have the largest bat offering of any of the retail stores that we have. You can come in, you can try that bat, you can go into a TrackMan area. You can play any Major League Baseball stadium. So it'll look like you're getting pitched for any stadium that's out there.
Oh, I like that.
Normally you grab a bat, our fitters will put the kid in there. You'll get 10 pitches and it'll give you some analytics to tell you which kind of bat is made for you. So there's a lot of tournaments in Chesterfield and in Maryland Heights. So we draw a lot of players during the summertime. They're staying at the hotels there, which works really good because Bob's got two hotels that anchor both sides of Westport. So during the summertime on the weekends, the experience is packed. Kids are lined up, 20 deep to go swing and take some hits there. And then the other thing that's really cool, on the first floor, you can design a ball glove from scratch.
Yeah, I saw that. That is interesting. And you know, look, might surprise, it's been a while since I've had a baseball glove on, but it's a real personal thing. So the idea that you get to personalize it and make it your own is interesting.
Well, and the thing that's really good in the experience, the treatment that you get when you make that glove is the same treatment that the pro players get. You're going through the same thing that the team that works with all the MLB players, and we have 57% of the players wearing an Oberhard glove. You can sit there, I can, any kid can sit in there, go through exact design, feel the different leathers, look at the different colors, look at the lacing, design it, put your name on it, put a stamp on it, you can put a flag on it, whatever it is you want, make it, and then that ships to your house in 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm thinking of an 11-year-old in St. Louis, this is how Mason Wynn gets his glove.
It's the exact same thing.
Same thing. Is what he likes.
Maybe not with the 50 people walking around, but exactly. Yeah, same treatment. Yeah.
That is really interesting.
It's been a big boom for us. I mean, we thought it would do well, but the amount of people that come in and spend the time and just hang out there, and sometimes you hang out with them, and our glove designers are true glove designers. I mean, they know leather and patterns and all that type of stuff. Sometimes kids will just come in and hang out and design something just to spend some time with our guys. And then they may not order it or order something, but it's a way of passing time, connecting with those ball players and just showing them what Rawlings is all about.
So Ron, you're not new anymore to St. Louis. I think you said you've been here 6 years, but you're newish.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are your observations about it?
You can get everywhere in 20 minutes. You can't do that.
In every place. No, you cannot do that in Chicago.
My wife was always funny. She's like, hey, I'm going to go here. Well, how long does it take? I'm like, 20 minutes. Everything takes 20 minutes.
20 minute city.
Yeah. It's a small, big town.
I think that's true because there is that. Yeah. You might know someone who I know. There's a point of connectivity.
Absolutely.
Which is, I think, really what a lot of that's about.
I like that. I like it not only just personally, but I think for us, for Rawlings, I think it allows Rawlings to be, a big brand in the city. But I think it's those connections. I mean, we're on the Sports Commission, we're in American Cancer Society, so we're in a lot of involvements there. And you see a lot of the same people at those events, and I think that's really good from a St. Louis in a community building standpoint.
So it sounds like it's been, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you weren't sure because you'd never lived here, but heard some negatives and maybe you got here and said, hey, this place is pretty good.
Somewhat overblown, I would think the negatives were. I think it's much more of an area to come raise a family. So we go to the zoo, visit the zoo. We do the botanical gardens. We'll do St. Charles is always a big thing. We always tell people, or when friends come down, we go to downtown St. Charles and we go through, visit the stores and all that type of stuff is cool. Restaurants, culinary, I think St. Louis is really good. Everybody here gets that, but it's not broadcast out to people who are visiting the city.
Well, maybe to some of the people who go to the Rawlings exhibit there from out of town, we can have them try some of our other stuff.
That's awesome.
Are there cities, comparable cities that you say, here's something that would really be a good fit in St. Louis or our own version of it?
Yeah. Well, Indianapolis is probably a prime example. St. Louis is central and Indianapolis is central. So I think being more set up with how Indianapolis is and where people can get around and driving these bigger events into the city, I think is an opportunity that St. Louis could to definitely.
Indianapolis has done an amazing job. Yeah. I mean, they host Super Bowls. The NCAA connection is really helpful, I'm sure. But I think partially how they're organized maybe.
Yeah, it's different. Yes, exactly.
Is different that they've been able to take advantage of that.
Exactly.
Well, listen, Ron, this has been very interesting for me. I love baseball. I think I had a Rawlings mitt as a kid.
First one I've heard that from, by the way. That's we always hear that. Somebody, hey, where do you work from? Like Rawlings. They're like, oh, my first glove was a Rawlings, right?
Well, Ron, this has been a lot of fun. A great topic for me, and appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.